let us fly, dear.
Where, kid?
To the sky, dear.
Oh, you flying machine.
Jump in, Miss Josephine.
Welcome to the Flight Wisdom Podcast, Episode 1. As a special episode today, we have an interview that was recorded earlier with Brett Snyder, the Cranky Flyer, after his announcement that he would be starting a new paid service, Cranky Concierge.
I'm pretty excited about it because it's something that I love to do anyway. And, the idea that this could become a business and, can actually try and support myself and my family with it would be a nice bonus.
Well, there are a few questions I did want to ask you about it.
Sure.
Well, you have a button that says 100% guarantee on your site. But
yep.
If you click it, nothing seems to happen. So what is your 100% guarantee?
Is that not working? Okay. I'll put this on my bug list.
I tried it a few minutes ago just to check.
I will put it on my bug list. Basically what the guarantee is if you're not happy, then you'll get your money back.
Okay.
It's that simple.
From you?
From me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Your money on the ticket or your money on the concierge service?
Concierge service. Okay. The ticket is because I don't do any booking. It's not a travel agency. All I'm doing is offering advice and suggestions, including, I could say, this is the flight that I would recommend. Here's the price. Go here and book it. The only guarantee is if you don't think that Cranky Concierge has done an adequate job, has worked as hard as possible for you, then you can ask for your money back and you'll get it.
Well, the next question I want to ask you about is about your hiring criteria. You're considering hiring other people to help you and looking
right.
for them on a flexible schedule. So who are you looking for? You said flight attendants, but are they going
It could be anyone. The goal for me at this point is to try and find people who are interested in this sort of thing. I mean, I think there are a lot of us out there that really, we end up doing this for our families anyway. We end up being, the air travel hub for our friends and families where they call and say, hey, how do I get here? Can you help me with this problem? Can you do that? And, so it's the kind of person that likes to do that kind of thing. If it's an airline employee, then chances are, if it is a flight attendant or a pilot or someone else, they're used to trying to find ways home, with full flights out there. And so for them, this is sort of a second nature kind of thing. If it's a way that they can make more money, a little bit of money on the side with their existing job, just when they have time off they can work, then that's great. But that doesn't mean it's restricted to them. If there are people out there that are just really interested in this anyway and, would like to do it in the evenings after work or, if they're in college, that's fine too. You can do it whenever they don't have class. There's not really a restriction on that. It's just a matter of finding people who really like doing it and then, of course, have the knowledge to be able to come up with some of these more creative solutions.
Are you concerned about any of the people employed by airlines being accused of having a conflict of interest?
I don't think so. The way that I'm going to try and set it up is I would try and get people that work with a variety of airlines and have them sort of in the stable of people that can help with this. And then if there's someone, let's say, that is flying and really I think at this point where I'm focusing on needing the most assistance would be when there's a flight disruption, maybe there's a snowstorm on the East Coast and all of a sudden, we have a ton of people calling in trying to get help. Well, so the idea in a case like that is you try and look, okay, well, if someone is flying on United, then, let's try and connect that person with someone who might be a United employee because, they will know the route network inside and out. That doesn't mean they're going to go into the system. They wouldn't go into their systems and change anything. But they would just be able to give them ideas.
And in regards to flight monitoring, you're going to guarantee that at any time when somebody is traveling that somebody will be on call to help them if they contact you.
Yeah. Yeah, there will be somebody available. There's always the possibility that if someone is on another call, if two calls come in at once and there's one person on call, and that'll scale as demand grows, the number of people that are available. But so, you know, it is possible that the second that something comes in, whether it's a text message or something, that, you know, it may take a little more time to get back. But the goal and the promise is to get back to an urgent request within 10 minutes.
And is it going to be phone enabled? Because if you are thinking of the people who help their relatives, if relative A buys it for his or her elderly grandmother, they're not necessarily going to be internet capable in, let's say, a foreign country.
Yeah, absolutely. So my goal is to have as many people using email or SMS as possible, because I think that's the easiest way to get information back and forth. But you know, we'll be flexible. If someone is in a foreign country and, you know, maybe they are really savvy and they have Skype, okay, we'll, you know, set something up on Skype so that they don't have to worry about, you know, paying outrageous fees on their phone to send text messages, and, you know, whatever it might be. If they need to talk on the phone, that's fine. We'll make accommodations depending on the person. That phone number is on the website. You know, it's out there for anyone to call. So, yeah, absolutely. This part of the thing is, if someone is traveling and they've done this in advance with us, so we're set up for it, we're following the flights, we know what's going on. The question comes up right away with them when we're setting this up, you know, how do you want to be contacted? What is the best way to get in touch with you? And so that's really the time where they're going to have to say, you know, try phone or try SMS or whatever it might be, and, you know, they can give us backup options too. We'll just, you know, have all this information down for each individual client to see how they want to be contacted.
So what about insurance? Not specifically you providing it, but would you advise people to purchase insurance as one of your concierge duties?
Yeah, I mean, that's if they had a question about insurance, then I would, you know, tell them some of the pitfalls of insurance, what's covered, what's not, give them suggestions on, you know, some of the different people that are out there. But that's not an area that I really specialize in with travel insurance. I can certainly help them with that if they're interested in it. But it's not something I'm going to be pushing.
Well, I am interested in seeing how your first case is. You said you had your first client already?
Yeah, well, I've been testing for a couple of months. And so I've done that, and then I had a few people sign up today as well.
Oh, I look forward to seeing how it works out. You said that you were going to post some testimonials as soon as they complete their travel.
Yeah, as soon as I have something to post, I will. it's one of those things where, you know, the people that are calling today, I had actually one of them was flying today, and got him where I almost helped him until another flight canceled and they took all the empty seats on his plane, but was helping him with an upgrade problem. There's another couple people that are traveling soon, so, you know, I'll be watching that to see. And then there was another person I was helping with actual planning for a trip to India, and so just trying to work with him to find some options.
Well, that also brings me back to something you mentioned earlier. You said that you weren't a travel agent. How do you feel that travel agents are going to react to this sort of service popping up?
Well, there are different kinds of travel agents. So, you know, if there are people that are going to a travel agent and expect a full service, you know, there are some travel agents that offer this type of service, then, you know, that's fine. People aren't going to leave them to come to me, I would think.
Well, hopefully for your business model.
I'm sorry?
Well, hopefully for your business, I hope that they do.
Well, sure, but I think the portion of people that book through travel agents, and I'm focusing on air only, so, you know, I'm not doing tours or cruises or anything like that. I'm focusing on the air piece. So I think the number of people that go to travel agents just to book air travel, you know, it's probably on the lower side of the total percentage of people that are out there. I think a lot of the benefit here will be people that maybe they're booking online. Maybe someone else is booking for them. You know, you were talking about the relative that has someone else calling for them, and they're elderly. Maybe they, you know, don't really know exactly what's going on. They just know someone else is doing it. So this is for them. This is sort of it is really like having as I said on the site, you know, it's like having an airline dork to watch over you. I can see it being compatible with travel agencies. You know, some agencies may not even offer a service like this. They may just handle the booking. They may try and work on, you know, reaccommodation when problems come up. But you know, this could, for them, this could even be like the elite team. You know, when you run out of options, you call us.
Call
Cranky. Find some crazy connection through El Paso and Brussels to get you there. You know, so it could be that kind of thing. And I've actually already talked to a couple people there that have been interested in partnerships to some extent on that level. I'm certainly nowhere near doing anything like that yet. It could be companies that are, you know, they just need someone to help. You know, we've got a person stuck in London right now and need to really get back for this meeting, and, you know, the flight was canceled and we're out of options. What can we do? You know, you kind of call this elite team to help come up with these ideas. And so that, again, points back to the type of people that I'm looking to have join the team. You know, people that really kind of know the route networks like the back of their hand and can come up with some pretty creative options.
Well, I look forward to seeing how it works out. If it starts getting successful, maybe a few of us here will start applying for jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I was talking to someone else earlier who's also a blogger, and you know, it's sort of that holy grail of how do we all figure out how to make money while we're blogging. You know, we're able to create good content that people are interested in, but it's pretty tough to make money. So this is my shot at it.
Well, I understand. We started within a month of when you started.
Yeah.
So if you time it out, you're certainly more prominent than we are, but we've been trying for the same time to make money on it. And
absolutely.
Honestly, Flight Wisdom isn't exactly profitable. It about covers the cost of hosting.
Yeah.
Which at least means no loss of money. But.
And, you know, I don't know anyone who's making enough to live on in this space, at least. You know, certainly some other areas, politics or, you know, technology.
Finance apparently is very profitable.
Oh, is it?
So, well, at least AdSense-wise, I've been told.
Oh, yeah, okay, AdSense-wise, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that I just, you know, I like writing the content, and I like reading the stuff. I like, you know, what you guys do and everyone else that's out there that I'm always paying attention to, and I know we all have the same trouble of trying to figure out how can we make a living on this without, you know, trying to charge everyone to read our content, which, you know, there's always
hasn't
a concern.
Worked for professional
yeah, who will do it? Who would pay it?
So well, that's the question.
So that's my, you know, that's what I'm hoping for here, is that this might be a good way to use this knowledge that, you know, people are attracted to and interested in the posts that people like you and I are able to put out there. And so, you know, maybe turn that into a service that is above and beyond that people find worth paying for.
You've been listening to the Flight Wisdom Podcast and our interview with Brett Snyder, the Cranky Flyer. We thank you for joining us today, and we hope that you tune in again next time. Until then, this is the Flight Wisdom Guru, and thank you for flying with us. Good night.
Oh, say, let us fly, dear.
Where, kid?
To the sky, dear.
Oh, you flying machine.
Jump in, Miss Josephine. Skip ahoy. Oh, joy, what a feeling.
Well, boys.
In the ceiling, ho, high. Hoopla, we fly to the sky so high. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine. Going up she goes, up she goes. Balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes.
Where?
There she goes.
Up. Up, up, she goes, it's higher. Oh, my, the moon is on fire.
Come, Josephine, in my flying machine. Going up, all on, goodbye. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine. Going up she goes, balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes, there she goes, up, up. up a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Come Josephine in my flying machine going up. All on goodbye. One, two, now we're off, dear. Oh, you, pretty soft, dear.
Oh, dear, don't hit the moon.
No, dear, not yet, but soon you for me.
Oh, dear, you're a fly kid.
Not me, I'm a sky kid. Gee, I'm up in the air about you for fair. Come, don't the scene in my flying machine going up. She goes, up she goes, balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes, there she goes, up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Come to the scene in my flying machine going up. Hold on, goodbye.